50-minute mark on The Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. What's cooking? Brought to you by your local GEICO rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. I had a very astute man named Chet Master. Getting back to Ray Fittipaldo and Tomlin and the attitude versus latitude question. He thinks it was Tomlin referring to his own attitude of his first response. Remember, Tomlin said, I happen to be on that competition committee, mister. Remember that? So he thinks Tomlin was good-naturedly referring to himself when he said to Ray, basically, hey, did you sense some attitude there in my answer? So I really want to put this to bed. Let's listen to this exchange one more time and then forever hold our peace.
30 seconds. 1 second. Here it is.
In regards to Minka's block, why has the competition committee been resistant to maybe opening that up to replay review?
I don't know that the committee has, and as a member of the committee, I can confirm that we haven't been resisted. I don't know where you get that bit of information from.
Well, I mean, replay review overall. I know a couple years ago you had the pass interference that could be reviewed. That was a one-year experiment, but it just seems like overall.
So you just took a little attitude in terms of that question? you know,
I think so. I think that's it. I think it's Tomlin good-naturedly referring to himself. I think this guy's a genius, this Chet Master, Mark Petroski. Thoughts?
I think we're overreacting to the entire thing.
So do I.
But yeah, that's a possibility.
Fan weather brought to you by Sunshine. It's just a mystery. Everybody likes to solve a mystery.
Like we're Scooby-Doo out here.
Yeah. It's those meddling kids again.
What's the mystery machine?
What?
The mystery machine? You know about the mystery machine?
No, I don't.
That was their ride?
Was
Scooby-Doo, the mystery machine?
See, I go back to old school Scooby-Doo, the original cartoon. You're probably a Scooby-Doo movie guy.
They had the mystery machine back then.
Do you like roasting marshmallows, Limits?
On an open fire? Yes, I do. And Jack Frost nipping at my nose.
Do you really like roasting marshmallows?
Yeah, I do.
When's the last time you did it?
Probably a year ago at a campfire. Oh, no, actually, that's wrong. I roasted marshmallows when I went to Geneva with my friends.
Do you roast marshmallows at your house? Do you have that capability? Do you have a fire pit in the backyard or anything?
Yes, we have a fire pit on our deck, and we also, because we have a lot of land, sometimes we have a fire pit that we use in our backyard too, yeah.
That sounded like a humble brag thrown in there. We have a lot of land. Why don't you have a marshmallow roasting party for us?
Just to roast marshmallows, nothing else?
Well, I mean, that would be part of it.
What about like a nice Christmas event? We have our Christmas decorations in the Bechtold house.
Yeah.
Are extravagant.
Are they?
I would put our decorations up with not everyone, because there are some houses that go all out and they have like a million decorations in their yard. But I think we have a very good setup of decorations.
I'd love to see that. And I would love to roast marshmallows. I like to watch the marshmallow light on fire and then have it like, you know, blackened the same way I would like to eat hot dogs, burnt, basically.
Burnt marshmallows.
Yeah. You? It's something satisfying about watching the marshmallow light on fire.
You have to make sure, though, that the marshmallow is cooked on the inside of the marshmallow so that it isn't that it's burnt on the outside and then the inside of the marshmallow isn't core to it.
I'll acknowledge that. There's an art to it, but you also have to make sure that the marshmallow isn't boiling on the inside.
Correct.
Because then you have a burn situation.
It'll be a gooey marshmallow.
Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Visit Sun Chevrolet, Washington Road, McMurray, or at sunchevy.com. High 75 today. You're a wonderful man. What do we have for tomorrow?
We have a lot of great things tomorrow, Joe. We are trying to talk to a Giants reporter.
Then we don't have that. We're still trying.
That we do not have yet. We will have Jeff Hathorn. And we will also have more treats and good news galore.
And we're gonna get ready for the Pitt game.
Yes.
We got to talk about that.
Pitt,
we're
Syracuse.
Talking about the first 7-0 start since 82.
Yes.
Not only did Mulsey have hair then, he wasn't even born. And that doesn't even make sense. Good night, Limits.
Good night.